It is my great pleasure and privilege to present our commencement speaker, Dr. Eduardo Aguirre.
Good morning, UConn. Thank you, Dr. Austin, for that very kind introduction. Thank you, Mike Martinez, for your lasting friendship and for alerting me to this ceremony. I would like to also thank Provost Nichols and members of the Board of Trustees, Professor Sally Rees, and all the others for conferring this degree upon me. It is an honor that I'm humbled to accept. I'm very pleased to be joined in this distinction by Dr. Tim Page, whose contributions to the field of music, literature, and film certainly deserve this recognition. My appreciation also to university administrator, deans, faculty, staff, distinguished guests, and most importantly, the reason that we're here today, graduating students, families, and friends. Looking out over the crowd today, I see lots of smiling faces. I see smiling faces from proud professors, from proud parents. In fact, I see Jeffrey and Fran Miller up there, from husbands, from wives, from children, from many other family members, and from happy students who are anxious to get out of here and put their diplomas to work. And who could think of a better Mother's Day gift from all of us to the proud moms in the audience today? What an honor it is for me to be here this morning celebrating the achievements of the University of Connecticut class of 2005. 3,250 strong, this class represents the diversity and vitality of this vibrant community. In my generation, there was a song that spoke of a long and winding road. The past four decades of my life have been a long journey over a road paved with many dreams, some pain, and above all, lots of opportunities. Those who are born here are blessed with United States citizenship at birth. Many of us, on the other hand, had a choice. We were born elsewhere, but we chose to come here. And we brought with us a burning desire to succeed, coupled in many cases with the values that our families instilled in us: respect for truth and freedom, love for God, compassion, honesty, hard work, and a reverence for human life. Some 44 years ago, I came to America from Cuba as a 15-year-old refugee with no money, no family, and certainly no knowledge of the English language. My parents courageously put me on a plane and sent me here so I could live in freedom. I, like Mike Martinez, your trustee, was one of over 14,000 kids in what is now known as Operación Pedro Pan. By the way, Mike and I met in New Orleans 43 years ago, and Mike, we've come a long way. For several years, I was cared for, fed, and taught through the generosity of Catholic Charities, the United Way, and many, many others. To be sure, there were hardships along the way, times of loneliness and despair, living in Louisiana in orphanages and boarding schools away from my family. During those early years, I overcame many real and imagined barriers, and in time, adapted, survived, and thrived. After high school, a very affordable loan from the United States Department of Education helped me pay for an education at Louisiana State University. Along the way, I was reunited with my parents in New Orleans. As I think back to my LSU graduation day, I could not possibly have imagined that I would eventually have a successful career as a banker or become chairman of the Board of Regents of the University of Houston, or receive honorary doctorate degrees from prestigious universities like UConn, or serve in the administration of President George W. Bush. I remember with gratitude those who gave me a helping hand, those gatekeepers who opened some doors to opportunity, those who really cared. For instance, I particularly remember the second chance I was given when I was a student at LSU. I was struggling with the English language. I had terrible grades. I was twice placed on academic probation. I had almost run out of options when Dean Perry, my gatekeeper, took a chance. He allowed me to return to LSU. He believed in me. Inspired, I tried harder. I earned solid grades, got on the dean's list, and finally earned my degree. If Dean Perry had not given me a second chance, my life would have turned out quite different indeed. So now it's my turn to be a gatekeeper, and so I try to balance my responsibility, my authority, and my compassion. This is the ninth time I have been invited to deliver a university commencement address. Four were delivered at the University of Houston Systems constellation of campuses in Texas. Last week, I spoke to graduates of Miami-Dade College. The others were to graduating classes in Mexico, the Dominican Republic, and the People's Republic of China. Very different institutions, cultures, societies, and nations. However, in looking back through my notes, I found several themes that resonate with university graduates, whether they study in Beijing or New England. Graduates, as you start a new chapter in your lives, let me share with you just a couple of themes. The most important of these themes is to serve others, to give back, to become responsible gatekeepers who intercede on behalf of those who deserve a break or at times a second chance. Close behind is the importance of always remembering and appreciating those who really cared about you and made a difference in your lives. Now, what I mean by giving back is quite simple. You should remember and repay in good and material deeds those who help you along the way, be their co-workers, fellow students, teachers, family, friends, and certainly your alma mater. Try to be of service to others. Help a friend in need. Remember the poor and the sick. And remember your parents as they grow old. Give back to your community, your hometown, and your country, your homeland. Earlier, I used the term gatekeeper. What am I talking about? To me, gatekeepers are people or organizations who can open or close the gates to opportunity. I suggest that when you are in a position to make a decision affecting someone's life or career, try to be compassionate, because your actions may impact the life of others. Listen to your instincts and to your heart. They will tell you when to open the gate to others. And always remember all those who opened the gate for you, those who made a difference in your life, and those who really cared about you. Earlier, I suggested that you consider serving your country as a way of paying back. For me, serving my country is an invigorating experience. Government service allows me to give back some of the many blessings that have come my way. For 4 years in the Bush administration, I have been honored and privileged to serve in several leadership roles. I have traveled to many countries, and along the way, I've met more heads of state that I can count with all my fingers and most of my toes. I've stood in the Oval Office by the President's side as he signed a bill into law. I've testified before congressional committees and so much more. As the Director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, I've presided over the naturalization of thousands of soldiers, Marines, airmen, and sailors, some of them gravely wounded at that time. Only in America will you find an immigrant in charge of immigration. And I'm proud that each and every one of over 1 million naturalization certificates issued to new American citizens bear my signature. And recently, the President nominated me to be the next United States ambassador to Spain and Andorra. Wow. I'm still in awe of it all.
Thank you.
Now, one of the key elements that made all this possible has been my education. I think education is the great equalizer that cuts across ethnicity or sex, national origins, and socioeconomic status. Also, I've been able to experience all these things because we live in a country where there are no barriers, no barriers to what an individual can accomplish. Now, as I come towards the end of my remark, allow me to give you a two-part quiz. It's really short, and I promise that it'll be the last one you'll receive, you'll get before getting your diploma. So quick, help me. Name the founder of Walmart. Name the Husky alumnus who was the first Hispanic American astronaut. Name who was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2004. Name the immediate past Prime Minister of Canada. And name the MVP of last year's Super Bowl. How'd you do? I'm sure many of you are still thinking about some of those questions, let alone some of those answers. For the meticulous amongst you, the answers are Sam Walton, Dr. Franklin Chang Diaz, Kenyan activist Ms. Wanghari Mahatai, Jean Chrétien, and New England's Patriot wide receiver, Dion Branch. So what's the point? What's the point? The point is that very few of us remember yesterday's headline makers. Mind you, the people I've mentioned were not second-rate achievers. Not long ago, they were the very best in their respective fields. But eventually, and often quickly, the applause dies, the achievements are forgotten, the awards and certificate are actually buried with their owners. So here's the second part of the quiz. Well, let's see how we do now. Name one teacher who really, really helped you in high school or college. Name one friend who supported you through a difficult time. Name someone who taught you something really worthwhile. Think of someone who made you feel appreciated and special within the past year. Think of a friend with whom you'd enjoy spending a two-week vacation. Was that easier? Well, it certainly was easier for me. So what is the lesson? The lesson is that the people who make a difference in your life are usually not the ones with the most impressive credentials, the most money, or the most awards. The ones who really make a difference are the ones who care about you and personally touch your lives. And those are the people who you should always keep in your thoughts and in your hearts as your life unfolds. In closing, I'd like to ask you to remain aware of the opportunities that you have been afforded, because you live in a free society where one's potential is truly, truly unlimited. We should remember that there are countless men and women across this earth who will never know the taste of freedom and prosperity that we sometimes take for granted. I want to thank University President Dr. Philip Austin, Provost Nichols, for affording me the privilege of addressing you on this memorable day, the day when each of you embarks on your dream, your adventure, your life journey. I wish you the very best in whatever endeavor you choose in the coming years. I am very proud of each of you and certainly of all those who helped and supported you along the way. May you live long and productive lives in peace and prosperity. And certainly, may God continue to bless America. Thank you.